right, here we go. For immunity and reward. Driver's ready. Go!
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to Survivors Ready, a podcast where we, every single week, recap Survivor. Except my co-host doesn't always recap Survivor every single week because he was out last week. But welcome back to Mr. Big Fatty.
Every week.
Every single week. Yes, we do.
Never miss a week.
Never miss a week.
And never miss a week.
Exactly.
Hi.
You know, speaking of, you know, before I go in any further, I don't want to.
Please, do not.
I don't
would
want
you,
to
would
make.
You give it? Would you extend a gesture to our guests this evening?
I would like to extend a gesture because that's all I can extend from this distance.
Yeah.
To Chris from Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Hi. How
welcome.
Are you?
I am fabulous. Welcome back. We are always glad to have you here.
Oh, when, I feel so warm and welcomed and like I'm part of the Survivors Ready family.
When Evan has to work.
When Evan's not around.
So, I don't remember what I was going to say. I was going to say something and then I don't remember what I was going to say.
That's okay. You're 40. I know.
I realize I am. So you were not here. Oh, yeah. Joe Batance called me. We were saying every single week, which is something that they say on Catching Up.
We never
miss a week, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And speaking of Catching Up, Joe Batance called me earlier and he said,
well, what was he just catching up with you?
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe and I were like this, you know, this is an audio podcast, but yeah, it was a gesture. We're thick as thieves. And he called me earlier. Oh,
that's what I hear about him.
And I actually debated about, he won't listen to this one because Evan's not on it, so I can say whatever I want. But I looked at the phone when I saw that he was calling, and I debated for a second about whether I should answer. Because usually when Joe calls me, it turns out to be like an hour and a half conversation. We always have these really long conversations. And I love Joe. Well, you know, I love talking to him, but I really didn't have time. I didn't have time to have an hour and a half conversation this afternoon. And I was redoing the fabulous studio. Actually, I wasn't redoing the studio. Right now is the first time that there have been no boxes on the floor in front of me. You guys can't see what's in front of me here. But before, there were boxes strewn just all in that area over there. And so I unpacked all the boxes. I had stuff from the Pride 48 New Orleans extravaganza on the floor. And I got all that. Anyway, so I did answer. And he said, where is this week's episode? Because I want to listen to Evan and see how he did on the last episode. And I said, well, it's obvious that you haven't been listening because we told you that it was switching over to the Survivors Ready feed this week or this last week. Anyway.
Ah, so he has not subscribed.
No, well, he had been looking on iTunes and just getting and listening. I think he had been cherry picking just the ones with Evan. So I said, well, it's obvious you're not subscribed then, Joe, or you would have known that because, or you haven't listened to every episode because at the end of the episode, I've been saying, by the way, everyone, make sure you subscribe. Anyway.
Well, he just doesn't listen to the end.
Well, maybe that's it.
Okay. I hear that plenty of people have been trying to go cherry picking with Evan. So that's, that's a lovely person.
Well, I just say, since I was not here last week, I was over visiting my mother over in Hatlanta, and on the way back, I listened to the most recent episode because I am subscribed to Survivors Ready podcast.com, and I want to just compliment Chris and Evan and Adam. Adam did lots of talking last week.
Yeah, okay, I did. Great. Sorry. I put a mint in my mouth right before you said that. Yeah,
it was
I did
almost
do
as
it.
If Chris and Evan couldn't get a word in edgewise. So,
oh, was it? Anyway. Did you think I talked too much?
Adam talked a lot last week.
So you just complimented Ming.
I did.
Then said I talked too much.
Well, you took the show by the reins and off you went.
Well, I just won't talk any on this episode then.
Well, it's going to be a real quick episode, folks, because Chris got on tonight saying, I'm not going to have a whole lot to say and I'm drunk. And
overserved.
And I don't remember what happened on this episode. So anyway, it's going to be.
Well, I took notes, but since I talked too much.
Chris, did you take notes?
I did not.
Okay. So we'll just be, this will be like a sports ball game. Adam will do the play-by-play and Chris and I will do the color commentary.
I can make a gesture every once in a while, but that's about all I can do.
That's about the only gesture I know also. Yes. All right.
All right. Well, let's just recall what happened last week at the end. So Natalie was voted out and Angelina voted for Lyrsa just so that she could try to get Natalie's jacket.
Right.
She wanted to be able to say, first of all, it doesn't matter who she voted for, but she wanted to make sure there was one vote that was not for Natalie so she could play it up and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't, what happened? You know, and act all shocked and everything and then go, oh, and by the way, Natalie, it's so cold. Could I have your jacket on your way out? And, you know, that's what she did. And so
she didn't get it.
No, she did not get it. Natalie actually in her little
May I just say right now, I predict that at the reunion show, Natalie will have on the jacket.
Maybe. Okay.
Good and, prediction.
So we start out this week's episode back at Jebeni. I can't even think what the damn thing is. Their area.
Their camp.
Their camp. Thank you. And so we're having a conversation. So Angelina, I'm Big Brother and Survivor getting.
It's okay.
Mixed up. But Angelina is talking to Lyrsa. About she's, you know, saying, oh, Lyrsa, I promise the only reason I put your name down was because I wanted Natalie's jacket. You know, I didn't want you to go home. We all knew Natalie was going home. And then we see a one-on-one, a camera thing with Lyrsa, where Lyrsa's like, Angelina is sketchy and she's doing all that over a jacket. What is she going to do for $1 million? You know, all this kind of stuff. And I do not trust her anymore. And then you also see Mike is talking to Lyrsa and Nick. They're in a little group when Angelina is off, you know, and they have these shots of her by herself. And they're all saying, Mike is like, Angelina is so fake. And, you know, I don't know if I can work with her. And Nick's like, I'm glad Angelina's showing her true colors and everything because we can just get her out. You know, the next time we go up, we can get her out. So anyway, it looks like they're all going to want to vote Angelina out. So thoughts on that. We'll start with that.
Chris.
I not really. Except yeah, that's obviously a line of thinking that they played up throughout the episode because at some point later on, Mike did some more pontificating about whether or not he was going to be loyal to Goliath or whether or not he wanted to do something else. And so that really seemed to be the storyline that the producers tried to play up throughout the episode.
Well, this episode to me was kind of an episode.
Agreed.
So, agreed. And so they had to do something. This would have been a good episode to run the opening credits with everybody's name.
Right. Yes. Good call.
Okay.
A couple of times, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, they were.
By the way, Chris, did you go back and look at that online? I heard Evan say that it was available.
No, I have not dug that up yet. So I appreciate knowing that, but I have not taken his advice yet.
By the way, Evan, please have your pencil and paper ready. I'm sure we'll have questions.
Yes.
So anyway.
I was going to look for that as well, and I just forgot to do it. I searched
Evan
for it.
Can write down a reminder for you to do that.
He should. Okay. Evan, right. Email me and remind
Evan,
me that
Evan
I need
is
to.
Evan is our scribe
to look for that. You know, he's probably not even listening. You know,
no, he's like Joe Batanz. He doesn't listen unless Evan's on.
Well, you know, he knows so much about Survivor. He doesn't have to listen to the episodes that he's not on.
He doesn't.
He's like, well,
listens to see what we don't know.
Well, maybe. So okay. Anyway, so you guys didn't have a lot of thoughts about that. So then we go over to Teva and Christian is trying to fish. And explaining the spring action of the holding the stick and then, you know, the kinetic energy and trying to walk around with his flippers.
Bless his heart. That's all I'm going to say. Just bless his heart.
Yeah.
Am I right, Chris?
Yes. Bless his pointy little head. He was trying, but yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to feed the tribe, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I found it interesting that he, and you know, this was just the shots that they showed us, but all the fish he was going after were these tiny little, I mean, microscopic little minnow-looking fish, and he was probably, yes. You know, 50 feet away from them trying to stab them, and they were like not even close to him.
I think objects in his mask were closer than they appeared.
Well, and normally
were not as close as they appear. Maybe that's it.
Now, I'm no expert spear fisherman. In fact, I've never spear fished in my life.
Chris, have you ever spear fished?
Oh, is that a euphemism? Because if so, I might have. But literally, no, I never have.
I'm sure Evan has spear fished.
Now, my brother used to go frog gigging. I don't know if you guys...
Oh, now I've been frog gigging.
Oh, have you?
Oh, Lord. You can tell. We've got the Southerners on the episode tonight.
I have never been frog gigging before, but...
I didn't actually gig them, but I've been frog gigging.
Okay. Well, for those of you who aren't Southern, that frog gigging is when you go out with spears, basically.
Wait, basically go spear fishing for frogs.
For frogs, yeah. Yeah, you go out in the mud... Yeah. And and look for frogs and spear them. And then I guess you go back. I don't know because I never participated in these. But
you know how deep the mud is when you go frog gigging.
I've never been frog gigging, so I don't know.
Knee deep, knee deep.
Oh, God.
Oh sorry.
We're so
right,
glad.
Good night, everybody. I gotta go.
We're so
good
glad
night,
to have
everyone. All right,
Fatty. We're so glad just to have you back.
Poured another cocktail. Okay. Yes.
So anyway,
if you're interested, I posted I found the opening credits that Evan was talking about last week, and so I posted the link for our hundreds of fans that are in the
chat
room.
Oh yes, I can see that. Oh,
so if you're interested, so
well, I can play it, but I'm not sure if the two of you will hear it. We can certainly try
right now. So
huh? You want
I'm
me to play
it? It right now?
Oh, you're watching it right now. I'll go ahead and play it. For our listeners, for the audio, I don't know if you guys, like I said, I don't know if you two will hear this or not, but we'll see. We will see how it goes. My computer's being slow.
B. a good shot of B, and there were a couple of good, at least one good crotch shot I noticed. For those of you who pay attention to crotch shots, so
that's Adam. Oh, Dan is looking fine. As is Alex. Oh, Lord, there's Natalie. Oh, she had the jacket on. No, she didn't.
I went and looked at Natalie's Twitter at some point, and she was she was posting kind of her own, you know, sassy response pictures after she got voted out, and so she still had the jacket proudly. So I'm sure it will make an appearance on the reunion show, Patty.
All right. Well, that's too bad they didn't run that this week. So, is it still running, Adam? Okay, can they hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, he's nodding his head. So. All right.
Well, I'm letting it play so that the listeners can hear it. Although it's more visual than anything else.
Well, it's perfect for an audio podcast to run a visual clip from YouTube. Okay. Y'all should, maybe you could put that in the show notes, Adam, a link to that.
I can. Oops. Playing it again.
And that,
all right.
That way, let's see, Larkin can go
hear
and
it. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. All right. So anyway, we were talking about Christian fishing and then we got
Christian
off on
fishing.
Frog gigging. But, he couldn't catch it. And then basically all else that happened, and I know the two of you did not notice this, but we got a lovely crotch shot of John as John was meeting Christian at the edge of the water as Christian's coming back up and saying he couldn't, you know, catch anything. So it was just a lovely
was
crotch
it John?
Shot. John? The wrestler. Isn't his name John?
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
It was John.
Okay.
It was John.
All right.
And anyway.
Now I will say I did recall a crotch shot.
Well, it was John. He's got.
But I thought it was the other guy.
No, John's always wearing those tight boxer brief, you know, underwear. That's all he's ever wearing, and they're always wet, it seems like, and they're just clinging to his nut sack
junk.
And yeah, everything else. Everything else he's got.
The title
there, so.
Of this episode, clinging to his nutsack.
Clinging to his nutsack. Yeah, exactly. So then we have the chat. We have the reward challenge. And so the reward challenge, there's a bag of coconuts. There's a bag of nuts.
Speaking of nutsacks.
Yeah. Speaking of nutsacks, there's a bag of nuts out in the water. And the groups have to go out, grab the bag of nuts, and bring them back in. And they have a rope on them. And one of the members of each tribe has the rope attached to their belt. And they're leading in the front, and they get to this, I don't know, this thing that they have to, that lead,
pole.
This pole that this lead person has to climb this ladder, go over the pole, get to this thing that has rings.
It's a balance beam.
Yeah, go over a balance beam, get to some rings, and get the rings.
Right.
And so, you know, they're preparing for the final stage of it where someone has to toss the rings on these hooks.
Right, and they have to lift the bag of the nutsack up. Uh-huh. To everybody's yeah. grabbing at the giant nutsack, and they're lifting it up to get it near the top of the big pole. And boy, that got real sexual there, didn't it?
Vulgar.
And at one point, John even said he didn't know if he could hold the nutsack much longer. So,
yeah, oh, I know. Well, you know. Chris, could you have held the nutsack longer?
I could have held John's nutsack for quite a while.
Well,
it was quite a big nutsack.
It was a huge, quite a weighty nutsack
it
that
looked
John
heavy.
Had in his hands.
It looked heavy. Okay. That's all I'll say. So
Thank you. So
anyway, they do that. Gabby, I didn't write down who was in the pole position of each one of the tribes, but I do know that Gabby was the one. She was not holding the nutsack. She was the one in the lead.
She was attached to the nutsack.
Yes. And okay. So what I wrote down is, so the first part of the challenge where they had to get the rings, Vuku came in, got all of their rings first.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Tiva. Uh-huh. Which are the green ones. And then Jebeni came in third on that section of the reward challenge.
Uh-huh.
And then the next part where they're tossing the rings, actually Tiva...
It's like ring toss.
Yeah,
it's
ring
like
toss.
They had to hit, what was it, four?
It was four
rings they had to
yeah.
toss.
Yeah.
It's very different from salad tossing. Very different.
Right. Very, well, after lifting a heavy nutsack... it was too much for salad tossing.
Yes.
So Tiva, who is the green team, with Christian.
Evan's going to wish he had been on this one. See what happens, Evan?
So
you missed out on lifting the heavy nutsack.
We have to inject something into this episode, you know.
Well, after lifting a heavy nutsack, you better be injecting something.
Oh,
Okay.
Ew.
So so Teva came in first place.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who was calling for Teva?
You know, I did not write it.
That almost sounds like a fundraising, a GoFundMe, tossing for Teva.
I don't know who was tossing. Chris, do you know who was tossing?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
He's had way too much to drink to know who was tossing.
I don't care.
He's going to be tossing cookies later.
Doesn't
so.
Really care.
I don't care.
And number two in second place was actually...
Number two tossing. Okay.
Yeah. No. The second place team was Jebeni, actually.
Uh-huh.
And Vuku, who had been, if we recall, Vuku was in first place after the first half of the competition. They actually came in third.
They were good at lifting the heavy nutsack, but not so good at the tossing.
Exactly.
Fucked it up.
Yeah, and so the reward was it was spices, which was mainly like peppers, like fresh peppers and stuff, and then a big load of some cooking utensils and a bunch of
vegetable kebabs.
It was shish kebabs, yeah.
But it was there was no meat. It was just vegetables.
I don't know. Did they say it was only vegetables, or you just
yes?
Okay, yes. I did not catch that part. And then,
wait a minute. Before we go any further, I do have one thing about the Natalie and the cooking of the eggs that y'all did not address last week. Why didn't Natalie just cook her two eggs? Why did she feel it necessary to cook everybody's eggs? You know, that would have alleviated that whole situation. As I was listening to y'all talk about that, it's like, all right, well, y'all cook your own fucking eggs whenever you want to. I'm cooking mine. You know, it's just anyway. That all right. Now
that's a good point. Oh, I don't think any of us thought of that. So see, we really needed you on the episode to you know, have those hard hitting points.
Well, let me tell you, when you're dealing with some big eggs and whether to cook them. Well, anyway, back to the nuts.
Big Fatty is the king of the big huevos, and we needed
what ifs. Right.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Well, maybe she should have only cooked her eggs, and maybe she would have stayed. She wouldn't have been voted out.
Well,
had she not cooked everybody's eggs,
right?
So the second place prize was two shish kebabs.
And
two
a pan and a skillet and a salt and pepper shaker,
something like that. But I was like I mean, the first place was like a buttload of shish kebabs. I mean, it was like a pile of shish kebabs. It was a bunch. I mean, it was probably as heavy as that nut sack. Second place is
nothing
like
was as heavy. Well, it may have been because it had to be delivered to camp. So anyway.
So,
may I interject a question that I'm sure either of you will have an answer to? And so, Evan, if you're listening, I want you to write this down and have an answer for me next week. Maybe you two will know the answer to this. When you have a situation like this, you know, three tribes, presumably next week is going to be the time. Well, we've seen it. Next week will be the time when they all come together into one tribe. Actually, no. I answered my own question. I was wondering what happens if, you know, one of these tribes gets a skillet or something. You know, how do they decide what to do with that? But if they're all coming into one tribe, it all comes together. I guess I was just wondering, has there ever been a situation where you had three tribes that get divided up into two tribes, and how do you decide who gets what stuff that they've already gotten? But that's not going to be the point here.
The stuff stays with whatever camp that it was at.
Okay.
And normally...
That's a good question. That's a good question.
No, I mean, well, I believe the answer is that because when they've had situations where they've switched tribes or where they've dropped the buff but just kind of mixed it up, not a merge, but like when they've, you know, just kind of rearranged things, they've always... Whatever was there stays there. So if you're lucky to get the camp that has the... you know, the utensils or the chickens or the fishing gear or whatever, you just, you're lucky, you know, but it's all chance because you're dropping your buff and selecting a thing. And, you know, whoever happens to get that one goes to that camp.
Does that happen at the merge also?
Well, at the merge, they're all merging together.
Yeah, but they leave and they go back to one camp. So if the chickens were at a different camp, do they get brought over?
I would only be speculating, but I would imagine they do.
This is an excellent question for Evan. Where, you know.
But I'm sure.
Evan, you found your homework.
I'm sure they do because...
Contemplating the heavy nut sacks.
Now, the season that Ty was on, the first season that Ty was on where he was had the pet chickens.
Right.
I believe that chicken followed him all the way through to the end. And so I want to say the chicken went...
Yeah, but did it... But it was it at the merge, you know, was it at the merged, you know, they say, okay, everybody's going back to live at this campsite. Was that campsite the one that had the chicken?
I don't know that. Actually, when they merge, is it a complete... Here's another question that I don't know the answer to. When they merge, do they go back to one of the camps or is it a brand new one?
No, I think they go to one of the camps.
Oh, so they don't go and
build another brand new.
Well, you know, you'd think they'd have to build something because the little.
Well, they'll have to build something bigger.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, excellent Evan, when you're question. Back on, let us know. So,
Joe Batance, if you would call him and let him know to listen to this episode. Oh, never mind.
No, Joe's not listening. So so then we go back to Teva camp, and this is where we get the title of the episode, because the title of the episode was something about Aren't Brochachos Adorable?
Brochachos.
Something like that. That was the title of the episode. And so we go back there, and Christian is, feels like he's feeding John their spoils of what they had, you know, so he's feeding John.
This was just so awkward.
I don't know what he was feeding. It looked like some black beans in a jar or something. I don't know what it was, but he was feeding something to John, and then both of them were laughing because like John's never been fed before by another guy, and Christian's never fed another guy, and they're laughing about it and saying, oh, I guess brochachos feed each other. You know, that's just something
that's
we do.
That's what happens after you have an afternoon of heavy nutsack lifting.
You're hungry.
So, yeah.
And as per usual, Gabby is sitting off by herself.
In the background.
Watching.
It was like, all right, now Gabby, get over there so we can get the shot set up. I mean, it was like, oh, really?
We're about to have a brochacho moment. We need you in the background.
Right. Uh-huh.
So there she was.
Do you think that was set up or did that just happen?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, here's what my guess would be. I don't think they told her to go over there. But I think what happens is when they're editing, they're selecting the shot. They're like, oh, that's a perfect shot. Gabby's in the background.
Oh, yeah,
that'll be perfect to go, you know.
I tend to agree. So, Chris?
I got nothing.
I got nothing. Okay.
I'm a little tired of Gabby playing the sad sack card.
Gabby's a sad sack. That's good.
So she does. Now, I will say this. She does, after we see that scene where she's in the background, we see her pull Allison to the side. So Allison's the doctor, and she's a Goliath. And she pulls Allison to the side, and she says, look, Allison, you know, I'm on the bottom. That. She's like, I'm on the bottom. I would be loyal, yada, yada, yada. You know, I would love to work with you. You know, I was already working with Christian. I trust him. And I think you and I are very similar. Well, the thing is, we see a shot, the one-on-one shot with Allison. And Allison's saying, you know what? I think it might be good to work with Gabby.
Uh-huh.
She says, I've been wanting to get Dan out.
Yes.
Now the question is, you know,
and this is the setup for, to me, it was the setup. It's going to be either that tribe or the tribe that went to tribal council. And this is how they're setting it up as to, who will they vote out? Which tribe will go to tribal council? Blah, blah, blah. Or as we know, this is for future reference.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. So, and this is first
kind of setting the stage, because that tribe has been undefeatable.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't heard much from Allison. We haven't heard much strategy from her. You know, she's kind of been in the background during most of it. I mean, she's talked a little bit, but not as much as the other ones. So then we have that and that conversation. And then we go over to Vuku, and Elizabeth is having back problems.
Ugh. The fucking splitting of the bamboo. Oh my God. I don't know how splitting the bamboo helps her back. Well, I didn't understand how splitting the bamboo was going to help her back.
For some reason, she thought that splitting the bamboo would make it more even. You know, the bed more even. But the thing is, when you have pieces of bamboo that are all different thicknesses, splitting it in half, they're still going to be, the bumps right. are going to be at different levels. Now,
as we know, bamboo comes in all different thicknesses.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, I didn't think about this while it was on, but what if when they've got the bamboo laying there in the whole state, you know, just the whole piece of bamboo.
Right.
It could be kind of rolling around, and as you're kind of moving and stuff, and it could be jabbing you and other things and kind of rearranging itself because it's, you know, it can roll. If you flatten it, it will stay in place. I wonder if that's what she meant more.
Well, maybe. But I mean, you know, it's still uneven.
It's still uneven. And the way she was splitting that one, she wasn't even splitting it right down the middle. I noticed there was one thicker section and one thinner section. So even that one she was doing was going to be kind of, you know, lopsided.
It was making the lumpy mattress lumpier.
Well, so Davy and Carl did not like this.
No.
So Davy decided he says it's too late in the day for you to be starting this project. You're not going to be finished. I don't know why that matters. But anyway, I mean, she can lay on the section that she finishes and they can lay on the other one. But he decides he's going to pull all of the ones that she's done off the bed and replace them with fresh ones. So he pulls them off. And then she gets mad and she goes and grabs a big piece of bamboo and starts pulling it through the camp.
That was the biggest piece of fucking bamboo. I mean, it must have been
25 feet long or something.
It had to have been.
It was really long. Well, Carl's standing at the fire, and
really
I thought she was going to knock him into the fire.
So did he.
And so they have a big blow up, you know, where she's like, nobody knew, but I'd had back problems 4 weeks before, you know, we came here. I wasn't able to move at all. I was in so much pain and, you know, I have to do something about this. And, you know, so this is where they're setting us up to make us think that they don't like Elizabeth.
It's get rid of her.
You know, and then Alec is talking about how, maybe Carl and Davy will want to vote out Elizabeth instead of a Goliath, you know, if they were to you know, go to tribal. And Carl even says in his one-on-one that he wants to get rid of Elizabeth. So.
Anyway. They were reaching for storylines this episode. So.
It's too early in the season to be showing the fights about bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to the immunity challenge. So, do one of you want to explain what the immunity challenge was?
Chris, go ahead.
No, I defer to you, Fatty.
I don't fucking remember what it was.
They had a big, heavy looking, I don't know if it was actually stone, but some kind of, they kept calling it like a saucer or something that they had to fill with
the water thing.
The concrete disc. Yes. But it wasn't just a matter of filling it up. They had to carry it across these three different levels of balance beams, and it was very complicated. Very complicated.
And they had to fill up cell. Was it when it filled the well, it released a flag or something? Or?
Released something. Oh, no, it released the puzzle pieces. They then had to assemble the puzzle pieces.
Yeah, right. So there's this big concrete. I'm sure it's not concrete, but it looked like it was concrete. This big, heavy disc that had an indention in the middle so it could hold water. And I mean, this was big. It was probably 3 feet across or something like that. I mean, it was big. So they have to carry this thing across. They have three balance beams, four team members, and they have to each of the three beams somebody has to walk on.
Right.
They're also, I don't know if you guys noticed, but each of the three beams is a different height.
So if
you're, you know, they're kind of tilted. And they have to fill it up, walk it over there, fill it up, walk it back across the beams with water in it, go to the well, fill up the well, and when the well gets to a certain level, it releases the puzzle pieces.
Okay.
Then the indention in the big thing they were carrying is the pallet, or is the where they're putting the puzzle pieces.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Okay. So the puzzle, right. it's a round puzzle. And it fits inside the lip of the indention or whatever that they did.
I didn't notice that. So
yeah. So basically, Tiva, who's green, who has Christian and John, you know, the Brochachos, Dan.
The Brochachos did well on this.
They actually were after the first half. First of all, they were able to one trip with the water. Right. They were able to fill up the well.
I was very impressed with that.
Yeah.
So was I think Probst was surprised that they did it in one trip too.
Yeah, and so they came in first in that section. Vuku, it took them a couple of trips, two or three. I can't remember.
I think it was two.
And then Jabeni
just couldn't do it.
They ended up basically giving up because they had gone like three times, and Mike was and Angelina were both like, "Oh, my hands are bleeding, and I'm gonna drop it if we go." And
I'm cramping.
And so for a minute I thought, you know, maybe they should vote out Mike. He sure is being whiny, and like he's like, "Well, we can go, but I'm gonna drop it if we don't rest." And anyway. So they just give up, and so Tiva comes in first place with Christian and Allison doing the puzzle.
Right.
Vuku comes
Christian
in second.
Christian is really good at the puzzles.
Yeah, he's really good at the puzzles. And Vuku comes in second, and Jabeni doesn't even complete the water portion.
They don't even get enough water.
No. And they're like third trip, and they dropped, and Mike dropped it. I don't know if it was Mike, but I assume it was Mike let go or I dropped it or something. All the water spilled out, and that's the point. They're like, oh, you know, Vuku only has one puzzle piece left. There's no need in us even,
right?
You know, going forward. So then we go back to Jabeni to have all the little chit chattiness that we have before tribal. And, you know, the interesting thing was at the beginning of the episode, they made us think that everyone was going to want to vote Angelina out.
Right.
And then it starts by Mike and Angelina talking to Lyrsa and saying, hey, would you go with us to vote Nick out? And Lyrsa says no. She says, we'll just go to Stones or whatever it is, where Nick and I are going to vote for something. You and Mike can vote for something. Then we'll go to Stones. And that pisses them off, or at least it pisses Angelina off. So then, you know, Angelina goes off and talks to Nick and says, we need to vote Lyrsa out. And Nick tells her, oh, yeah, I'll vote Lyrsa out. No problem. And then Lyrsa talks to Mike, and Mike tells her, oh, yeah, I'll vote Angelina out. Nope. He's like, she needs to go. And then Nick talks to Mike, and, you know, they have that rock star alliance or whatever they're called. And so he says, Mike, I'll do whatever you want to do. And then we see Mike wishy-washing back and forth. You know, should I vote Angelina out? Because here's the deal about this week. Apparently, there is seven, before this week's episode, there were seven Goliaths and seven Davids left.
Right.
So he's all like, whatever decision I make is going to cause one or the other to have the
advantage
when merge comes.
Right.
And so anyway, that's, so Fatty, what are your thoughts on all that?
Did y'all find it interesting that that there was not a discussion to vote Mike out, especially since he was the one that dropped the thing? And he was so wishy-washy. I was surprised that there wasn't any of that. I think that would have been the blind side.
I was surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised, but I did think after I saw the competition, I thought, oh, he would be a good person to vote out because look how horrible he did.
Right.
And, you know, if you don't want to have blood on your hands... you know, just say, you know, I voted him out because he did so. He's going to be horrible in challenges.
Right. I was just real surprised that they weren't smart enough to do that.
At least from what they've shown us, though, Angelina was not going to be predisposed to voting against her fellow Goliath. So I don't think she would have voted against Mike. And then... Nick, I don't think, was going to vote against Mike because of their rock star alliance. So I'm not sure they could have gotten the votes to do it.
Well, I guess. But that, to me, again, they're, you know, there's the blind side.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, do you think he's really a threat if you carry him along? I mean, he's not going to be good at challenges. And really, as you get closer to the end of Survivor, you really need to be good at challenges.
Yeah.
So... I mean, you know, he may not even be on the radar because they're like, eh, you know, he's not a physical threat. And
I guess, but
I don't know.
I mean, none of the rest of them in that tribe are a physical threat either.
True. Yeah, they were definitely the weakest of the, you know, and actually, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I believe that... up to this point, no David has been voted out. We've lost two Davids, right? Or how many Davids have we lost?
I don't know.
Well, two of the Davids, one was medically evacuated, one voluntarily left.
Right.
We lost Natalie last week, and we lost a Goliath the week before.
Right.
So, and we're in week six. So I believe
19-year-old week two was the only David who's been voted out.
Oh, so there was a David. Yeah. That's, okay.
You remember Jessica?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
The young girl.
Okay. So one David has been voted out. Two Goliath has been voted out. Up to today, and now it's well. So anyway, we have the, so you know, they have all that talking back and forth, and then they go to tribal. So, you know, not really. There was no drama at tribal at all. So, you know, Jeff asked them, you know, Mike, what's it about right now? And Mike says, oh, it's about trust and loyalty and, you know, who we feel like we can trust and who's been loyal. And Lyrsa agrees with that.
They did a pretty good job of setting it up because I wasn't 100% sure which one it was going to be.
So. No, I wasn't either. I didn't know. Surprised.
Did you know, Chris?
No.
Okay.
I was surprised by how Nick voted. So, we go back and forth. Then Angelina says, "Oh, I think it's a lot about strategy as well, Jeff, not just loyalty." Right. You know, And then, you know, Nick says he's done with tribes. He doesn't care about how many Davids there are or how many Goliaths there are. He's just about working with people.
Right.
And then Angelina compliments him and says, oh, I think Nick's great. His piercing blue eyes, oh, and yada, yada,
God.
Yada.
God, I just comment.
And, you know, it's funny because Mike makes a kind of a bad look when she says that.
Well, there was something earlier about him going, talking about how she's all strategic and everything. That was one of the reasons he was not for her.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, so then we have the vote after that, and Lyrsa was voted out.
That's correct. She and her blue hair.
Yeah. And she said in her exit speech that,
oh, best exit speech yet.
I remember I laughed, but I can't remember what she said.
She says, you know, I'm not surprised that I'm not surprised that I got voted out. Just the only thing that I regret is that I'll have to sit by Natalie at the reunion show.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
So
maybe they can both have their jackets on.
Maybe so.
But did you notice that Lyrsa didn't get asked for her jacket on the way out? So
yeah, oh yeah, she took it with her. Well, actually, before they went to the vote or whatever, she made a point to say, Lyrsa, that is, to say there was no way that Angelina was getting her jacket. She was going to make sure that she had it with her. But if she got voted
at
out.
At some point, Angelina was wrapped up in some sweater looking
thing. Yeah, she
thing.
Had a sweater. So she wants
I mean, she was bitching and complaining about being cold and needing a jacket. She was wrapped up in a sweater.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway,
maybe Jeff sent it over. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe she had it the whole time and she wanted that plus a jacket.
I don't know. Yeah. That's just getting greedy now. So anyway, at the end, we've got the announcement that we're having the merge this week.
That is correct.
So
we're having the merge next week, and it'll be 7 Goliaths and 6 Davids on the new tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So are we selecting our team tonight or next week?
I what do you think, Chris?
Oh, I'm not prepared.
I'm not prepared either. I think let's select next week.
Okay. I think that's good too, because we'll know who's voted out next week and it'll be an even number of folks left.
Well, unless another David is.
No, I'm not saying even teams. Even number of folks. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I want to, I found a cool website that I want to, before we depart, it's called InsideSurvivor.com, and they do a recap of each episode, but
and
they,
so that's what you've been reading tonight?
No, okay. I made notes on my phone. You can't see them because it's too bright,
okay.
But
we can't see them,
but I made notes on my phone. But anyway,
blank screen, y'all.
No, right, anyway. You see?
Oh, Lord.
I
have.
Y'all, he's used a Sharpie on his phone. It's not good for
it's,
him.
It's, no, I have good. A. My phone has a stylus, you see.
Oh.
And I can. Oh. And I can write on there. Anyway.
You draw a big nutsack on that?
Okay. I could. Okay. It's called InsideSurvivor.com. And they have a recap, but they also have stats that I find for each episode, they have stats. Excuse me. Y'all didn't hear that, but I burped. Anyway, and I find it really interesting. So, like, for instance, Lyrissa was voted out 3-1. She got votes at all three tribal councils she attended. The last three people voted out were voted out with three votes against them. Natalia, Natalie, and Lyrissa all had three votes against them. Lyrissa is the only original David member to be voted out post-swap. The only original David members to be voted out pre-merge were female. Jessica was the only Caucasian voted out pre-merge. Pat is the only male David member, and Jeremy is the only male Goliath member to not make the merge. And Jeremy is the only male to be voted out pre-merge this season, as Pat was medically evacuated, et cetera, et cetera. So they've got stats. I mean, this is like, that's just a fraction. So if you find like stats interesting, every episode they give a stat page, or they write a stats page about that episode.
I saw Chris writing that down.
Yeah, so anyway.
Using an actual Sharpie and writing it on his phone.
Even down to confessionals. Like, for instance, this. Mike and Lyrissa had the most confessionals this episode with 4 each. They were both on Jabini. Mike and Nick are tied for the most pre-merge confessionals with 20 each.
Dear God.
So they, well, I know. I mean,
if I'm ever asked back onto Survivor's Ready, I know where to come for my color commentary facts.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they've got all kinds of statistics on here, and I find it interesting. So, but they also have a, like I said, they have that, and they also have a recap as well. So, each week.
And if you'd like to know the source of that, it's Evan Ayers puts that together every
does
week.
He?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's called InsideSurvivor.com. So you guys can go there and have a look at that. I thought I would share that with the audience since I found it interesting.
Curiously enough, Inside Survivor would also be a great Survivor porn parody name.
Well, you know what you have to do before you get Inside Survivor?
You've got to lift that big nutsack.
Lift the nutsack, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
All right, guys. So, final thoughts.
This may have been the most sexually charged episode, or the most sexual. Inside Survivor might want to include this as the episode of Survivor's Ready that had the most sexual innuendos.
The largest nut sack.
My bamboo
season.
Has never been this long.
Right. And that split in half.
That was a long piece of bamboo for sure.
That's some of your horror friends that do that.
Well, you may need to be medically evacuated.
So Chris, what are your final thoughts on the episode?
Well, I will echo what Fatty said earlier. Overall, it was after a couple of really good, fantastic blindside episodes the previous couple weeks, this one was just meh. But it set things up well for next week and the merge, and I'm looking forward to this coming episode.
So, do we think that there's going to be any strained relationships in Goliath because of the fact that several Goliaths have already been voted out at the hands of other Goliath members?
I
say yes.
I think it's going to be mixed. I think that some will be pissed that two of the Goliaths were voted out. I think others will be thank God you got rid of Natalie.
And do we think the Goliaths will drop the Davids like hot rocks, the ones they've made alliances with? For instance, Christian is part of Brachachos. Do you think that'll stand, or you think they'll throw him under the bus?
I'm anxious to see how Brochachos holds up in the merge.
At the very least, I think it will mean that Christian will not be one of the first Davids to go. I think it'll buy him at least a couple weeks to cement a few relationships, but we'll see. I don't know.
I think now it's when a lot of the girls start going.
All right. Well, if you guys want to find out more about us, you can go to SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com. We are only putting that on Survivor's Ready feed now. So if you're not subscribed to that, you're probably not listening to this episode. But we'll be back next week with another.
Except for those that are in the chat room right
now. All right. We'll see you guys next week where we'll pick our teams. I'm so excited.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.